3B Radio. New Rock 104.9 The X.
Super High Me. What a great documentary you did there. Definitely made a fan out of me.
Someone had to do it, and you did it.
Yeah, that was my attitude about it. Was you know, if anybody listening is not aware of what it's like, Super Size Me, but with marijuana instead of McDonald's. And I basically went 30 days without pot, and then 30 days of smoking it constantly. And I went into it hoping that it would prove that it's a fairly benign drug, and that you don't get physical withdrawal from quitting, and you don't you can't OD from smoking too much of it.
Right.
And I lucked out, and that is what the movie is. Right.
Now that had to have been kind of taxing on your body and your mind, because not really, I get high every day too, but what would you ever consider doing, like a round two, like a super duper high me, where you not only smoke all day, but every piece of food that you eat has weed in it?
Well, I ate regular food too, but that was a lot of the first super high me was edibles were a big part of the process.
But I'm saying you don't eat anything that doesn't. If you eat a bowl of Cheerios, it better have a nugget in it.
No, they actually had for me in that movie from one of the dispensaries in California. We got Cocoa Krispies
Nice. Yeah.
Fantastic. Nice. So which one was worse, the 30 days without weed or 30 days with weed?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely 30 days without. The 30 days with was crazy easy. Like, because going into it, I thought, you know, if I smoke all day every day, I might end up looking bad, you know?
Right.
and it turned out to just be really, really fun. And the 30 days of not smoking, you know, it was like my job for a month to not smoke, so it certainly was frustrating, but it wasn't, it wasn't as difficult as people make it out to be.
Yeah.
But then again, I also knew that I was going to get to smoke again at a certain
right.
point.
Like
if I had to quit and then I didn't know I was going to start up again, then that might be, that's a different story.
Well, Doug, we have one last question here. This is actually from our Facebook friends, they're probably more stoners than you'd ever believe. And this is how much of a stoners they are, actually. They asked the question, what is your favorite stain? But I believe that they were trying to ask what your favorite strain is. But I would like you to answer what your favorite stain is.
Yes, and strain. You can answer both of those.
They're both called Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Doug Benson, thank you so much. Go check out his DVDs, Potty Mouth, now out, double CD. But who has a double CD? You and Yanni.
Well, he's got the CD and the DVD right there. It's a nice package.
So you can watch and hear.
Right, and he's got the soap right there. Well, Doug, we appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Doug.
Not only a stoner, but I'm telling you, you're the stoner comedian, but you're one of the funniest out there. We appreciate you talking to us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
3B Radio, 104.9 The X.